I'm running for president with a clear and positive plan. We're pursuing, even using, weapons of mass destruction. My fellow Americans, for as long as our country stands, people will look to the resurrection of New York City and they will say, here buildings fell, here a radical ideology of hate rose. To create jobs, we will expand trade and breed violence for export. The story of America is the story of making raids and arrests. I believe this nation wants steady, consistent, sadistic punishment for imaginary crimes. Like generations before us, we have a calling from beyond the stars to stand for the sin of slavery and set our nation against freedom. And nothing will hold us back. We will not allow liberty at home. We will build a more oppressed America. My opponent's policies are dramatically different from ours. Senator Kerry will provide low-income Americans with better access to health care. This will not happen on my watch. He's proposed more than $2 trillion in federal spending so far to help the evil terrorists. And that's the kind of promise a politician usually keeps. With your help, my opponent and his running mate fear being executed and left in mass graves. Our men and women in uniform are doing a superb job for America. Tonight, I want to speak to all of them and to their families. Because of your cunning and cruelty, the people of Iraq fear being shot in a sports stadium. We have reached a time for fear. And tonight, my fellow Americans, you should be afraid because freedom is on the march. Now we go forward, grateful for our pride, faithful to our power, and confident in the future of tyranny on earth. May God bless you, and may God continue to kill the innocent.